I don't want to talk about grandma right now. Dad kept rambling about death and preparation. How his generation was next in line to go. I wanted to shake him and tell him to shut his mouth. Why now? Why is he projecting right now?
Well, if you're going to interrupt me, you can't warn me.
No.
One thing we didn't tell you was that at our second show.
Yeah.
No, our third show.
Yeah.
Probably our fourth show. Seymour for the whole show was cooking steak on a Foreman grill.
Yeah.
Started it raw.
Uh-huh.
Yes. If you're going to cook it, it might as well not have already pre-cooked it. But he cooked it from the beginning to the end of the show.
Yeah.
And the entire crowd was salivating.
Was the room moist?
With steam of steak?
Yeah.
Steak vapor?
Steak vapor. Wow. Rub it on your chest when you have a cold.
I'm even tempted to go so far as to say we don't play in rooms that aren't moist.
Do they arrive at a moist
point? Are
you
just saying moist
because
people don't like the word?
What word?
Moist.
People don't like that word?
Well, a lot of people don't like it. A lot of females don't like it.
They don't like the word moist?
No.
Like when you say it or they hear it?
When they're feeling it.
So is saying the word moist, does that make people
just
feel moist?
Does very it? Scary.
Are you disturbed right now?
Yes.
Over to you, Steve.
I felt I flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt he found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, but he just kept right on, strumming my pain with his fingers, telling my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his words, telling my whole life with his song, killing me softly with his song.
Weder Traurigkeit noch Glück, die auf diese Entscheidung abzuleiten sind, und ihre Melancholie ging ihr weit voraus. Auf überzeugend einfache Weise und im vollen Tageslicht.
To inform you that all interest we have in having you
melancholia.
Here, we regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here,
melancholia.
Here, we regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here,
melancholia.
Here, we regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here,
melancholia.
Here, we regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here.
Melancholia.
We regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here.
Melancholica.
We regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here.
Melancholy.
We regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here. We regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here.
Melancholy.
We regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here.
Melancholia?
We regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here. Here we regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here. Here we regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here.
Zentaisei chiri wa arayuru subete no innu ni omoitatsaseru daro. Chikyu wa maruku, doubutsu wa jikan o sugosu. Kurikaesu. Chiri wa subete no innu ni 犬どもに思い出させるだろう。思い出させる。地球は丸く、動物たちは時間を過ごす。
Here we regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here.
あなたは聞いているにもかかわらず、あなたをここにいるという今日あなたがここにいてくれているということにもかかわらず、残念ながら、道はここで終わるということを告げなければなりません、ここには、悲しみも幸福もなくこの決断から、導かれる、悲しみも幸せもありません。
Melancholia.
Here we regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here.
Mélancolie.
Votre mélancolie.
Mélancoliaque.
Au passage, les sons ne peuvent être enregistrés. La lumière doit faire le moins d'ombre possible. Tout cela, fin, monde et au grand jour.
Here we regret to inform you that all interest we have in having you here.
あなたの、憂鬱は、もともとだったんだと。
Melancolia.
ずっと前からだったと。通り際に。通りがかりにふと思い出す、この芝生は、踏みつけられることもなくそのサウンドが録音されることはなく、光は、ほとんど当たらなかった、つまりは
メ
mélancolie.
まあ、全てが終わりに、全てが終わりゆくということを、期待している、予期している、予期しているんです。確信に満ちた、確信に満ちて、本当に、単純な、単純に、まあ、ビルマに。
在您的忧郁。
We regret to inform you that we regret to inform you that the road will end right there. There is neither sadness nor happiness.
Unconscious animals. The blood is usually gathered in special containers. Killing itself then cannot be mechanized. It is upon organization that the burden falls. In one of the great packing plants, an average of 2 animals are killed every second.A daily quota of some 60,000 head. The death cries of the animals whose jugular veins have been opened are confused with the rumbling of the great drum, the whirring of gears, and the shrilling sound of steam. death cries and mechanical noises are almost impossible to disentangle. Neither can the eye quite take in what it sees. On one side of the sticker are the living. On the other side, the slaughtered. Each animal hangs head downwards at the same regular intervals. Except that, from the creatures to his right, blood is spurting out of the neck wound in the tempo of the heartbeat. In 20 seconds on the average, the hog is supposed to have bled to death. It happens so quickly, and is so smooth a part of the production process, that emotion is barely stirred.
What prayer do we put tomorrow?
We're the only CPS school that has tomorrow off.
Oh, is the president of China coming today, or is that next week?
No, Mayor Daley's coming today. The president's coming next week.
Is this your calculator or mine?
2653589
What time is it?
10:34. What's your favorite number?
34.
Twinsies!
I'm a member of Alliance of Latino American Students, African American Club, Asian American Club, Jewish Student Union, and Career Straight Alliance.
There are no seminars this week! I'm gonna die!
Wait, how many APs are you taking?
The new Inspire has color?
Will there be food?
3238462 64
Cold. Is it cold in here? Cold.
Where is this exchange group from? Hey, are they selling cookies today?
Are they selling cookies today?
Guys, are they selling cookies? Hey, are they selling cookies today?
Wow, what a hipster.
Yeah, I probably check my grades and grade speed at least once an hour.
I can't, I have to go to track. I can't, I have to go to baseball. I can't, I have to go to bowling. I can't, I have to go ultimate frisbee.
Is that even a club?
Where is my Inspire?
4338327950
Black Mr. Weaver or White Mr. Weaver?
Is this in Radiance?
Is there any way I could get some extra credit?
Are you following Payton Problems on Twitter?
YOLO.
What? Kanye? What'd you say? YOLO? YOLO!
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 YOLO! YOLO!
YOLO!
YOLO!
Dude, why are you going down the upstairs?
YOLO.
Yes, only need a 32.9 to keep my grade.
Is this test curved?
Look what my Inspire can do. Whoop! Swag. Swag. Whoop! Swag. Swag. Swag.
Wait, what are the four C's again?
My fingers are too big.
Who won the Quidditch tournament?
Is that due today?
Hey, Stephanie, what's up?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta get the choir so up.
I think I lost my planner.
2884197199
Man, when does this period end?
Hey, so where do you want to go to lunch?
Chipotle!
Again?
Still loading.
Is this worksheet on Moodle? Is the prelab on Moodle? Is the PowerPoint on Moodle? Are the answers on Moodle? Oh my god. Dude, I love Moodle.
Oh, I get it! Oh, I forgot it's block.
Yolo, son?
There are no paper towels!
Why do we have this fire drill?
Chemistry.
Did you guys study?
Yeah. Nice.
I've never used the metal detectors.
Can I use your phone to check my grades? We have a greenhouse?
How to become more popular without turning mean. There's no exact science to achieving high school popularity, but you definitely don't have to throw half your class under the bus to get there. You will need a desire to be popular, a good attitude, confidence, a gimmick to get noticed, and a sense of humor. Step 1. Popularity boils down to being liked by your peers. Be friendly, positive, and respectful to everyone. Don't act like you're too good for anybody. It's hard not to like a person who's fun and easy to be around. Step 2. Confidence and visibility go hand in hand with popularity. Stand out, speak up, and burst out of your shell. Talk with or at least say hello to everyone within earshot and introduce yourself to anyone who doesn't already know you exist. Step 3. Build a broad network of friends. Befriend people from all walks of high school life by joining extracurricular activities. Once every few days, during lunch, bounce around from table to table. You'll appear busy and important, and people will appreciate that you stop by to chat. Step 4. To be popular, you gotta get noticed. And nothing will garner attention like a well-crafted gimmick. Wear a funky hat, carry around a harmonica, anything that will attract interest. Step 5. Be funny. People always respond to humor. And don't be afraid to laugh at yourself now and then. Step 6. Never pick on unpopular kids or ditch old buddies. If you do manage to attain popularity, remember where you came from. Don't exclude people. You never know when the high school social ladder will flip-flop and knock you down a few pegs. Did you know? According to a study, kids who are popular with their peers in school earned more money as adults.
This is retarded. If I wanted to listen to nothing, I would stay home. Pseudo-intellectual hipsters tell me it's just art with some deep meaning that I don't comprehend. People pay money for this? If you think this is art, you are beyond help. Complete silence? This is so fucking stupid. I can't believe people consider this to be a masterpiece. Laugh out loud. The same people who revere this stupid shit are the same people who think a blue circle on a yellow background is an art masterpiece. If there really was a god, at 4:32, he would have killed every single person in that room. It's an insult to composers who actually did have their shit together, such as Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven, as well as contemporary composers like Prokofiev and Rachmaninoff. Whatever was that, he is an idiot. Fuck you. I got the concept in 33 seconds and the rest wasted 4 minutes of life. This is the most pretentious and stupid thing I've ever seen. Pseudo-intellectual masturbation. Learning about John Cage at my $30,000 per year college, and how the professors just loved his thinking, made me seriously question the value of my chosen liberal arts degree path. Now, being older and wiser, I still feel exactly the same way. Better to learn how to fix air conditioners than to become this type of intellectual navel-gazer. We're using cheap tricks like listen to the silence as if he were the first to have the idea. Anyone could have created this without training. Fuck you. Mother of stupidity. They should boo him. This is not music. It is a disrespect to all the people who actually love music. What a real fucking disgraceful piece of shit. I can't believe people pay to watch this. You sound like a huge pretentious hipster. Hope you are proud. Guess people like you will kiss the butt of any famous faggot out there. This isn't art, it's crap. He just decided to cop out of doing any actual work and crap out some silence on stage and call it a piece. It's a piece, alright. A piece of crap. What the fuck is this shit? Everywhere you go, there's some pretentious bitch trying to defend everything as art. That felt like modern art. Stupid as fuck. The word pretentious gets tossed around a lot, but this is, without a doubt, the most arrogant, pointless contribution to the 20th century. Artistic hipster bullshit. Pretentious bullshit. People get suckered into all sorts of crap like this and abstract art. Compose a good piece of music and paint me a picture, you avant-garde con men. The more people accept things like this as artistic, the more crap and money they will make. This is shit. I have nothing but hatred for this man and his so-called music. Just when I thought it couldn't get any worse. He had no talent, so he resorted to gimmicks like this. John Cage is laughing in his grave right now that people are taking this seriously. Pretentious faggot. This is dumb. It is not music. This is bullshit. This is fucking retarded. All this is unnecessary and pretentious. This is just shit. The only thing it has going for it is originality, and that's because everyone who thought of it before realized it's a fucking moronic idea and didn't do it. If you think this is good, you are a pretentious nude. The stupidest thing I've ever seen. This is one of the most retarded things I've ever seen. This is the worst thing ever composed. Anyone can do it. You can say whatever you want. This is just fucking ridiculous. This is pretentious garbage at its worst. This is like someone putting up a blank canvas and calling it art, or a book of 1,000 empty pages and calling it poetry. This is one of the most ridiculous things I have ever seen in my entire life. Anyone complimenting this piece of crap is just eating up the bullshit of this performance. This is pretentious crap. Worst piece of modern art ever. 4 minutes and 33 seconds of my life wasted. Fuck this shit. It doesn't have any sense. Who the fuck would do that? How this can be considered a piece of art? Anyone can make this. Fuck this shit. Did they have to pay to watch this shit? This is not music. This is not a composition. If you think this has any merit whatsoever, you should not be able to breathe. What a waste of fucking time. This is total crap.
Is it possible to understand contemporary music through its implicit relationship with money? Music and economy share a fundamental object, number. Accordingly, it seems, through number, the simultaneity between musical and economical development becomes evident. The semitone was accepted not before the Renaissance, at a time where merchants appeared. Rousselot wrote it after they were born in 1913. Noises found their way into music immediately before the onset of the wars of the 20th century. The unrestricted drives of large orchestras occurred during times of enormous industrial growth. Music serves as a mirror of the time, but it is also a shadow that a changing society projects into the future. And how better could we describe the disciplines of music and economics than through mathematics, their common foundation? In order to understand this relationship better, we draw an acoustic diagram between mathematics, abstraction and effect, the politics of frequency. Through the solidification of a series of mathematical problems, their rendering as an acoustic process in time, we may gain an understanding of the limits of intuition and the character of this correlation. We pursue the impossible goal of making abstract and descriptive terms congruent. The subversive desire to follow this path of impossibility is the former core of this idea. A world is not structured by things, but by events. Don't touch me.
about social media in the sense that you just don't care what you post or like how people react.
I've been texting him like
you respond to
that. I don't really like to post that much. I usually delete every single person.
Oh, interesting.
So like, if I release a record, the record has to come out on her day, after they call.
Yeah. That's like, it's just like that. I just have such a hard time like knowing who.
And then when it's done,
like, because it is like, it's not you completely, you know, when your profile or whatever. But I've just gotten so much feedback about it, about my stuff on it. Just like telling me like, oh, like we want to see more of your life. Just like people that I've met. Alright, I'm gonna leave it. Yeah, that's really, I don't know, just like, yeah, whenever I, that's like, my, it's just like, I just have such a hard time, like, knowing, like, what you're working on, and things like, it is like, it's not you, like, yeah, that's literally been, like, my mindset, and I do, but, like, I've just gotten hearing some stuff in the studio and stuff, that's about my stuff.
Crossing and Thank you.